Pasuk says in Parshas Truma in the beginning, "Vaykhu li Truma." And if I'm not mistaken, Rashi on the spot there, as well as another place in the few Midrashim, seem to focus on li as l'shmi. That should be done l'shma. That should be done l'shma. As if it's more of a reason to emphasize for the Mishkan to be l'shma than other things. It's true when a person should wear tefillin, no one's saying it should be not l'shma. When a person puts a tzitzis or lifts up a lulav, or eats matzah, or lights Friday night candles, that should also be mitzvah l'shma. But you don't find this li l'shmi drasha. It's almost as if there's a new, value or a new idea uniquely specified to the Mishkan, which requires a higher element of l'shma, a higher level of l'shma, a higher standard of l'shma than by most other mitzvahs. The question is why? I think I'd like to develop a little bit of an idea. I think the answer in one word is because the Mishkan has a mitzvah of Yiras HaMikdash, that there's an element of being awed, an element of Yira. And I think the connection of Yira and Lishma is a great one. And in order to explain why, I'd like to explain what I think Yira and Yira Shemayim is, and how it links to Mikdash and how it links to Akash Baruch Hu, to develop this idea. The Ramban in the Geret HaRamban wrote a letter to his son, and in it, he gives him all sorts of etzes. If anyone's interested, it's printed outside the Ramban in the shul, as well as the end of that sitter, those Israeli siddurim, some of them. And in it he writes that if a person stops getting angry, minimizes his ka'ach, so the natural result is anava. Is what? Is anava, and if you have anivos, the natural result is yira. It's like a process. The more you minimize your past, the less you get angry, the less you have a sense of entitlement, the less you have a sense, why do people get angry? He did that to me. He knew who I am. My time is valuable. These type of responses. The more you minimize that, the more anava you have. I think that is not surprising. The linkage or the antithesis of kaas may be anava. Or kaas may be a manifestation or the result of gaiva, which is the exact opposite of anava, and that level does not need to be explained too much. But why is it specifically anava that triggers Yirat Shamayim? Why is it specifically anava that yields Yirat Shamayim? I think we're not big enough to serve two gods, one being ourselves. At the end of the day, anava means you recognize that the service of God is greater than your own reputation. The Gemara Mesechta Brachos and Daf Chaf Ches talks about Rav Yochanan on his deathbed, and he makes two comments. One of them is the famous, he's not sure if he's going to heaven or to hell, and we discussed that in the past. I have two paths in front of me, which I don't know I'm going. And number two is he gives his Talmidim a bracha. You guys should have enough fear of God. The same amount of fear for God that you have for how your friends view you. Not even more. That wasn't even his bracha. If you guys, you Talmidim, would be as concerned of how the Rabbona Shalom views you as how your friends view you, you'd be all right. And I quickly fall into this trap often of learning how to worship our reputations, learning how to serve how people view us. How many times in high school can you think back, standing in a circle of chevra and asking yourself, is this the circle I want to be seen with in front of that person? You have to like angle who you're standing, like these social things, you have to angle who you're standing next to. You don't want to go too far out of your league because you get shot down. You want to be kind of like, you don't be too far below your league because, like, my goodness, that's totally undermining my popularity, who I am, my sense of self. How often do you find people who worship their social status above God? How often do you find people who worship their cars and money which is just sometimes an intrinsic value, or at least they perceive it to be, and sometimes it's just a hechi kimsa to have a different social status. How often do people find these things and ask themselves, is reputation a great thing? Absolutely. Is that your purpose of living? People begin to start worshipping themselves, and I think that is exactly what Anava is not. Anava is, I understand I have worth, I understand I do things that are well, I value the things I do, but I worship the Lord. I'm humble enough to realize it's not all about me and what I'm doing and what I do well, and to worship myself, but simply just to worship the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Yiras Shamayim is all about. I think in order to have Yiras Shamayim means I recognize who God is and I recognize who I am, and I do things to God because He said do them, or in other words, because it's Lashma. I do what God wants from me because I believe God is God. He is the commander. I am the one who is commanded. I listen to God just because God says so. Would you call that Lashma? Would you call that Yiras Shamayim? I call it both. So often we get caught up, you know, you see someone who's wearing the famous hockey jersey, the high school hockey jacket, you know? You know what that hockey jacket says? I'm better than everyone who's not on the hockey team. And you know what the head will see that his captain, you know what that captain sign says? There's nothing better than me. It may be warm out, it may be cold out, and the jacket's not warm enough. You don't wear that jacket to keep warm, you wear that jacket to make a statement. I play hockey for the following school and I'm the captain. And we won. And we came in second. And we're a great team. And you got the little name signed in, you know, with the proper, cursive knitting slightly in the top left. It says my name. It says that's my hockey. This jacket tells everything you need to hear about me. I feel you find this value in high school. And even if you start learning, I learn, but I play hockey. I learn, but I play basketball. Don't get me wrong, I'm good enough that I learn. I'm in the top sheer. I keep shots. I'm not going to not keep shots. If I stop keeping shots, I'd be a bum. I don't want to be a bum. God, no God irrelevant. God told you, the same God who told you to keep Shabbos, told you to keep Shomer Nagi at high school, totally different. Shomer Nagi is for religious kids. Everyone knows that. God doesn't expect, because I don't believe in Shomer Nagi. Shomer Nagi is like the super kids, you know? Like the super nerd, the super Jews. The rest of us, society told us that if we want to be good, we have to keep Shabbos, be in the top shir, dress respectfully, and Saturday also told us, Zobsman, Kriyashma is not that important, Nagia is not so important, Kolisha and Yichud are not that important, becoming a serious Talmid Chacham is not so important. Come on, I know it's important, I'm saying it, the whole world told us. As long as I walk around looking like I'm supposed to look, no one is supposed to know, do I have to really aspire for greatness? Do I really want to achieve the best that Avodas Hashem is possible? Even if my specific, unique goals are, by chance, greater than society standards? So the answer in high school, unfortunately, is no. You just keep above water. I've said this in the past, I'll say it again. In high school, the goal is to do just enough mitzvahs to make sure you get into Olam Haba, and just enough there to make sure you enjoy Olam Hazeh. You want to make sure you enjoy Olam Haba, you got to do just enough mitzvahs. You want to make sure you enjoy Olam Haba, you got to do just enough there. Who determines what just enough mitzvos are? The answer is society. I know, because I'm better than this one, not better than this one. I'm more from than that one. How many times have you asked yourself, who's from, or me or this guy? It's such a disgusting question. And mamash, I don't use the word disgusting lightly. I think people have totally jaded the word disgusting. It's mamash to disgust your question. Who does God like more? You know what the answer is? Whoever people like. You know what I'm saying? Whoever has figured out socially how to balance society's expectations with religion in a compromising way. Nothing's lishma, there's no Yiras Shamayim. All of a sudden you come to Israel for the year and someone says, hey, I'm not asking you to go crazy. I'm not asking you to do things that are weird. I'm not asking you to flip out. I'm asking you to achieve your religious potential, at least aspire towards it. I'm asking you to genuinely, mitzad lishma, have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Try to accomplish what you believe you can in this world. Do mitzvahs because God wants you to do them. And is it easy? Absolutely not. It's difficult to contain. It's difficult to connect to a God who don't hear or speak you hear from or see or touch in a tangible way. we end up the Gemara Kedushin writes the first time a person does Naveira, that he knows it's an Naveira. The second time, it's much, and the third time it's a mitzvah. It's healthy already. It's healthy to eat this way, to touch this way. Everyone knows it's healthy. The psychologists tell us it's healthy. We know it's healthy to eat pig. It's got to be, who knows what? It's religious. There becomes a sense of what I'm doing and what surrounds me. Whether it's cognitive dissonance that triggers it, or whether it's societal sin that triggered it, there becomes the inability to look into what is, we believe, we start cutting and pasting God to the way we want Him to be. How often do you find, this is done all the time, Charedim are convinced God's a Charedim. Tzionim are convinced God's a Tzioni. Broad thinkers are convinced God's broad. Chassidim are convinced God's a Chassid. Everyone's convinced God's just like them. I was watching a movie what's the word I'm looking for? What's the name of the movie? But the I'm blanking on the movie. About the Jewish homosexual movie, Trembling Before God. It's a documentary, Trembling Before God. And this one guy in the movie says, I wish God would just come down and tell all these rabbis that homosexuality is legitimate. I wish He would just come down. You can't argue with Hashem. Hashem would be here. He would say it. And I was thinking to myself, very difficult to find scriptural proof in our religion to support such a theory. Where is this coming from? How is he so convinced that Hashem would come along and mock it? The answer is, it just feels right to me. I know what Hashem is. Whatever feels right to me must feel right to Hashem. And if it's not to such an extreme, we do it on every single level. We cut and paste what God wants to fit into our moral system, to our moral standards. God doesn't care so much about Nagiyah. He does care about Nagiyah. He doesn't care about Lashon Hara. That's what the Chabad Chaim Lashon Hara is a bonus. God knows me. And if it's not on a practical level, it's an ideological level. I, Pasha, don't understand Amalek. It drives me crazy. But I believe God gave it to us. And I believe I'm not smarter than God. People begin to worship all sorts of things. People begin to worship all sorts of things. People begin to worship themselves. People begin to worship their own mitzvahs. There's a pasuk, I forgot what it is. Is it Tanakh? I said it's Dvar.
Is it
religion?
Yeah.
Perek Dalet. No. Perek Dalet, pasuk Chaf Gimel. I forgot what the pasuk says. Something like, you can read the pasuk in one of two ways. I forgot what the pasuk says. I wrote it down. I forgot to bring it to Tanakh. You look at the pasuk, and the classic read is the Pshat. And the Kutzker has some very unique read, which is, don't serve mitzvahs, because mitzvahs serve Avodah Zarah. The goal is to serve God. You find this in, like, throughout Tanakh. They used to bring the Aaron out to war and say for Shmuel, and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Dalet. You know, when the Aaron was taken, they felt that, my goodness, the Aaron is taken as if our God was taken. And the angel said, Ikabod, because of lack of cover, they totally missed the point. People brought karbanos, because they thought that's what God wanted. God didn't bring karbanos. God wants karbanos to be reflective of a lifestyle. We learn how to worship mitzvahs. We learn how to be so medactic and feeling that we focus on mitzvahs, we don't focus on God. We learn how to become so broad and kind. We focus on kindness, not on God. And these are good shalom lishmas. Not about our reputation and about the cars and money we own and have and social status we desire. The Mishkan and the Mikdash is designed to be nothing but for God. With Kedusha. The Mishkan is designed, the place from Yirah Shemayim, for Lishma. Asu li mikdash, li is Lishmi. The Mishkan is a place where you come and you do what God says, why He wants it, how He wants it. A Mishkan is a place where you meet God. The Mishkan is supposed to represent the capital building, Lahavdil, of Torah and Mitzvos in this community, in Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to look towards the base of Mikdash, daven towards the base of Mikdash, because not because Al Pi Pashtus, not because Hashem is in there. But it's a building that represents Kedusha, sanctity, being different, Lishma. The Mishkan, I think, what Rashi is alluding to, you build a Lishma, it serves as Lishma, and therefore everything we do in this world, whether it's building religious institutions in Israel, whether it's building economical and mundane institutions, It's important when we build a country in Israel, when we build a Medina in this country, we should build banks. It's important that the malls should be nice. It's important they should be clean, the transportation should work well, industry and economy and economics should be proper. These are part of the mitzvahs of Yisheva Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't just be you live here, the place is a dump and disgusting. On a simple level, it's picking up garbage after yourself. On a more profound level, it's developing a culture and a climate and a society which can both on a practical, tangible level, as well as an ideals and values and cultural level, serve as a role model to the world. It shouldn't just be that people are nice and the floors are clean. It shouldn't be that the floors are clean and people are nice. It shouldn't be that the traffic system is terrible and transportation is horrible and they're walking through the malls and they're disgusting and falling apart and crying. It'd be nice if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, developed a country that reflected it. And the capital, the center is supposed to be Yerushalayim, and the center of that, 200 feet in that direction, is supposed to be a building that represents this country. Lishma. We build a mall for God, we build a country for God, we put on tzitzis for God, we interact for God. The Mishkan is supposed to be a place where you stop cutting and pasting. We stop ironing out, you know, and shaping God to be the God who you want. And it's no longer God concedes to your wishes and desires, but you begin to start conceding to him. You begin to start asking yourself, what does God want in this world on an ideological level, on a hashkafic level, on a halachic level, as well as what does God want from me? That's called ananv. That's called Yirat Shamayim. To recognize who you are and who God is, to be in awe of the disparity, the gap between man and God, the infinity versus the finite, to be totally blown away by what it means to have a creator, and lishma, to serve him for no other reason because he is that creator. The Ramban writes that the entire theme of Sefer Shemos is to start with the Ga'alus and conclude with the Ge'ula. To start with slavery, we were down-spirited and broken. To achieve the Torah and to use, and the climax, the zenith is the Mikdash. Why? Because Vasuli Mikdash, Veshachati B'socha, God's presence, this message of Lishma, the constant redirecting us towards the Avodas Hashem, to develop this Yirei Shemayim, to develop these people who Mekayim Mitzvos Lishma, the Mechazik from the Parsha, like Darabin's text should read. I wish you an enjoyable, uplifting Shabbos. May you learn from the Parsha to inspire yourself for a life of Kedusha, a life of dedication, a life of Lishma, a life of Yirei Shemayim. Then we should have the chance. Who gave me Haino Say? Who did? Nope, the turn to him. Yeah. Thank you.